It's Tuesday morning. We check in with the MCCSE, Keith, and we have a special guest this morning.
We have Deb Prinkert on, and she is the Director of Elementary Education.
The new Director of Elementary Education. Deb, where were you this time last year?
Good morning. Last year at this time, I was out at Clear Creek Elementary School.
That's exactly right.
I'm happy to be serving and supporting the 14 elementary schools in Monroe County Community School Corporation this school year.
Now, let's talk about what kind of difference this is. As principal, you worry about those under your roof, and now you have 14 or 13 other roofs and everybody under those. Talk about the transition from being the leader of your school to the leader of elementary curriculum here at MCCSE.
Well, we have such amazing principals and, you know, schools in this corporation that this transition is exciting because, again, we had a lot of great things going on at Clear Creek, and I loved being out there, the communities, the families, teachers, everybody, the kids. But in this role, I get to work with 14 wonderful, amazing schools, principals, families, kids, and communities. So it's just a real pleasure and honor to get to serve in this role because we do have so many wonderful, exciting things going on at all of our elementary schools.
And, Deb, one of the things that happens this time of year are the open houses. Talk about those for a second. And what should parents go to an open house for?
Yeah, so actually, interestingly enough, tonight we have 6 elementary school open houses. We have Fairview and Childs and Marlin and Templeton University in Highland Park. And then we have 2 more on Thursday night, this coming Thursday night, Lakeview and Clear Creek. So those open houses are such a great opportunity for families to get inside the school, to see their child's classroom, to visit, you know, the special areas, the art, music, and gym, a computer lab, and look at the technology, the iPads, and learn a little bit just about what their child's going to be learning this year. You know, I think it's important for that parent-family engagement piece. We know so much research shows that when schools and families are working together, the success of their child, you know, goes way up. So I feel like this is a great opportunity for families to get inside the school and learn a little bit about what their child's going to learn this year, what curriculum their teacher has planned for them, and wonderful learning opportunities that they're going to have. It also gives parents a chance to learn about volunteer opportunities and ways that they can, you know, be engaged in their child's learning, whether that's sending things home and working on things from home or actually physically going into the school on a one-time basis or a regular basis. We're always looking, you know, for wonderful family volunteers to come in and support the work our teachers are doing.
Deb Prinkert's our guest this morning. She is the Director of Elementary Education for the MCCSE. So usually school gets out the last week in May. You're the principal. You kick your feet up, have a nice three-month break. How in this 2.5, 3 months did you get ready for this new job where you go from one school to have 14 in the curriculum and all the stuff that goes with it? How's that transition been?
Yeah, I don't think anybody's kicking their feet up during the summer. You know, summers are such a key planning time, you know, gearing up, looking at your data, trying to figure out what your next move, where you're going to go. You know, for me in particular, it was just making sure I learned more about all of our 14 elementary schools and all the wonderful programming that they have out there, getting up to speed on some of the amazing things that we're doing. You know, we have a lot of different elementary schools, and they're doing a lot of great things. So just learning about what they're already doing and then forging new partnerships. You know, I've already had the opportunity in this role to meet with Monroe County Public Library and learn about how their, you know, involvement in our schools and several other Sycamore Land Trusts. And I've just had opportunities already in this role to meet a lot of wonderful community organizations. We're so fortunate in Bloomington, you know, to have such amazing partnerships and such a supportive community that supports education.
Deb, let me ask you a question. Mike's got a daughter at Summit, and for people that might be new or have kids in elementary and they go up a grade each year, what can parents do to help their kids through the elementary school process?
So I think, again, just making sure you're involved, making sure, you know, teachers and principals are sending out newsletters or they have websites where they're posting some information, you know, staying tuned into that, learning about what experiences are out there and available and making sure that, you know, they can participate or that their child is understanding what they're going to be, you know, doing throughout the year, keeping informed. You know, each grade level has a lot of exciting opportunities. opportunities. We have experiential kind of learning opportunities at each grade level. We take amazing field trips. You know, part of Monroe County Community School.
That's the best part.
Has that. Yeah, I mean, we do. The kindergarten usually goes to Peden Farms, and our first graders go to the library. I was just talking about that partnership where they get a library card. And, you know, we have the art museum, and even though this year the art museum is going under some construction, they're coming to the schools. The art museum folks are heading out to our schools, and we have Honey Creek and Griffey Lake, and fifth grade goes to Bradford Woods, and sixth grade has Leonard Springs and Camp Emmalou. And so we have so many amazing, again, outside field trip and some that come to the schools, so providing that experiential learning opportunities in the classroom for them too.
And essentially, by definition, that means you experience it and that's how you learn.
Exactly. And even, you know, the YMCA, I didn't mention them, but there's so many. I mean, it's just countless, the partnerships. And different schools have different ones, but there's some that, like the ones I just mentioned, those are across every elementary school in Monroe County Community School. So regardless of which school you go to, you know your child is going to have some amazing opportunities with that experiential hands-on learning.
Deb, there's a lot of nomenclature in education, and one of the new ones is digital citizenship. What's that mean?
Yeah, so digital citizenship is when you take time to teach your students and the children about how a positive school culture is created and, you know, a responsible use of technology. So, you know, we want to make sure our children have this technology at their fingertips, so we're preparing them for the future, but we also want to make sure they're doing it safely and responsibly, and not just now, but, you know, throughout their whole future. So we have this great curriculum through Common Sense Media, and again, every elementary school, we start in elementary because, you know, that technology starts early,
right.
And we start talking to them about internet safety and, you know, privacy and security, and and it goes on up even into cyberbullying and digital drama and, you know, relationships and communication and copyright and creative editing and all of those pieces, you know, of rings of responsibility, you know, just teaching them kind of, again, to be responsible, productive citizens.
That's heavy stuff. My second grader is telling me I got to be careful about copyright infringements.
You should be. The more you know,
right?
The quicker.
Never too early, right?
The quicker you learn, the more you know. Deb Prinkert's our guest this morning. Here you are in year number one. Do you have any, I don't know, goals is a bad word. Do you have any vision for where you want to be this time next year? Or is year one really just getting your feet on the ground, getting to know your 14 schools?
Well, again, I've had the honor of working in this school corporation for a while now. I was an MCCSE teacher, and then I've been a grant coordinator, and then I've been a principal, and now getting to be the director of elementary education. So I do feel like it's, you know, it's a real neat progression that I've been able to have and to see the school in different lights, in different capacity, and different perspectives. But, you know, I just want to make sure we have that cohesive, you know, 14 strong elementary schools. And again, we're doing great work. I want to highlight that work, continue with that, make sure that every child is reaching his or her, you know, maximum potential and success, and not just academically, but social, emotionally, you know, in so many areas. We want to make sure everybody is, you know, reaching success.
Well, it sounds like they're in pretty good hands with you at the wheel. I like the sound of this as well. And as we move on throughout the year, we hope to hear from you and get a little progress report from you before we have
that
any
sounds awesome.
Copyright
yeah,
infringements over here that we need to worry about. Deb, great job as always. Thanks for the information. If people want more information on what's going on, the easiest place to find it is probably the website, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. And love to talk to anybody because we're, you know, excited about the great work we're doing here in Monroe County Community School.
Well, I'm fired up. I'm ready to go. That's the good news. We thank you for your time. As always, have a great Labor Day weekend, and we'll talk to you as the semester and school year rolls on.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Have a great day.